Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Welcome along to Gift Grub, your weekly fix. We have pulled together all of the big Gift Grub moments from the week in one place just to make life easier for you. So we're going to kick things off with The Boys. Yes, Boyzone. And their long-awaited reunion shows have been taking place this weekend. And Sky revealed that they've been working on a second documentary following the lads and their road back to the stage. But that's not the only one. Apparently there is another documentary in the works, a Gift Grub special.
In the final ever Boyzone documentary, after 33 years, the boys are back on stage at the Emirates, rehearsing for their final show ever.
Sorry.
How are you, buddy?
Sorry.
Buddy, buddy.
Sorry.
Buddy, how are you, buddy? How are you, buddy? Buddy, how are you, buddy?
I'm the old best!
The documentary that charts the boys' beginnings from their inauspicious start on The Late Late Show.
Guys, you're on in 2 minutes.
Fair play, Louis. We have nothing to sing.
Guys, just do the dance routine.
What dance routine, please God?
Just make something up. You're going to be huge.
Okay, howdy doody. Who's the lad in the beret?
Fair play, gay. Ronan. How are you, gay, buddy?
Okay, don't worry, lads. Whatever happens, I'll make sure you don't end up looking stupid.
Oh, fair play, gay. Thanks. Nice one, gay. We thought you were going to hang us out to dry for a second.
Not at all. Wouldn't dream of it.
Back at the rehearsals, there's only a couple of days left before the biggest night of their lives. Mikey Graham will be joining them on the day of the gig and is rehearsing with the boys remotely.
Fair play. Mikey's on Zoom, lads.
So who's going to get the bagels, buddy?
Hey, lads. Can you hear me? There.
I think you're frozen there, Mikey. Your video's off there as well, Mikey, buddy.
They've come a long way since the early days. Louis Walsh.
Nobody knew who they were, so I had to do something to give them confidence.
Fair play, Louis. Look at all the fans in the arrivals hall. How did they know we were coming?
How are you, Randy?
Hi.
How are you, Kevin?
So I paid 30 girls a tenner each to pretend they were fans. Then I had the guys get into a stretch limo at the airport.
Fair play, lads. A limo. We've made it.
Nice tyres on this yoke, buddy.
How fast does it go?
It was great, but we had no money, so I had to let them out of the car after 5 minutes.
Okay, it'll just get, lads.
What? Fair play, Mick. We're only in swords.
Guys, get the 41 into town. I'll see you back at the airport at 5 a.m. Good luck.
It's been an incredible journey for Boyzone. Former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern.
Well, I enjoyed Boyzone, but then I transferred over to Westlife, and Nicky was going out with me daughter.
What songs did you enjoy?
Oh, well, all the songs were great.
Which ones?
When the going gets rough, to rough get going was a good one.
That's excellent, yeah.
I think it's a better version than the Billie Eilish one.
Boyzone defined the 90s in Ireland. Fintan O'Toole.
So, in a very real sense, you take, for example, Baby, Can I Hold You Tonight? This is clearly Ronan Keating castigating the Catholic hierarchy in Ireland. It's obvious from the words, sorry, is all that you can say, years gone by. So, this is religious doctrine meeting boy band. This is, in a sense, alter Boyzone, if you like.
The documentary is everything Boyzone, including the wilderness years of Ronan.
Fair play. You want me to be the voice of an egg?
It's a singing egg.
Off in fairness, Ronan.
Keith Duffy.
Oh, hello, Kieran, is it?
How are you, Ken, buddy?
Cut. Can you do it again, Keith? Don't say buddy.
Sorry, buddy.
And Shane Lynch.
I'm me own blitz.
This weekend, the boys are back for the last time.
I've never understood it at the end of the day. It's four lads standing in a line with their arms in the air. It's like the Arsenal defence in the 90s.
They're getting ready for the biggest night of their lives.
Chorus, lads.
Let's hear you, buddy.
But you can say baby.
Would you say baby?
Baby, can I?
Baby.
Mikey, Mikey, you're late on the chorus, in fairness.
Hello, Ronan.
Please, God, Mikey.
Can you hear me, Ronan?
God's sake, buddy.
I'm dinging.
Boyzone, the last documentary. Goodbye, see ya, good luck. Whatever, laters, all the best, nice one, adios, farewell, I swear to God, pinky promise. Coming soon.
Come on!
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Well, this week, one of the big, big stories was around Katie Taylor and the rumours of her confirming a bout at Croker. I was lucky enough to chat to the woman herself. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Ian. Yes, Croke Park has been the scene of many boxing matches, but most of them, unfortunately, during GAA games. We remember a right hook from Paddy O'Shea to a poor old Cork fella in 1976, a knockout, and just a shake of the finger from the ref. We remember Dublin versus Galway in 1983, the 12 apostles of Dublin punching the lights out of the tribesmen. And Mayo and Me, the 1996, where the fans were treated to not just GAA, but boxing, kung fu, taekwondo, UFC, and bare-knuckle brawling. But on September 5th, Katie Taylor, who's right behind me here, actually, she's now beside me, will fight in headquarters in Croke Park. Marty Marcy, the Milltown Mulbay brawler, 173 pounds, Bray.
Thank you so much. And Katie, hello, Katie. It's finally happening. How do you feel?
It's a dream come true. I can't believe it's actually happening. It's like Christmas and my birthday have come on the same day, although my birthday's on the 2nd of July, so that wouldn't really be possible unless they move Christmas to July, but that'd be a bit like the mayhem thing you did, chucking snowballs at each other all over the hottest day of the year, which would be about possible, yeah.
Do you know who you're fighting yet, Katie?
I don't give a monkeys who I'm fighting. I'll fight anybody they put in front of me. I'll fight bleeding Derek Mooney if they want. I'll batter the bleeding head off them and the rest of RTE if they want. I'm fine. Dublin Kroger.
And listen, what are you gonna do after the fight?
After the fight, I'll probably do an after-show party like Prince did in the pod years ago and batter the head off whoever's left, you know. Yeah. We're going to have music, we're going to have food, all kinds of food. The cuisine is going to be extraordinary. Right. Everything's going to be battered. Battered sausages, battered burgers, battered cod, battered egg, deep-fried battered Mars bars, battered borg cakes, the whole thing.
I meant after you retire, not directly after the show.
I see the confusion there. Yeah, after I retire, I'd probably say I'm running for president, but end up down dancing with the stars. I can see them now. They're already picking the song out. You know, I had the tiger. Here we go. Here, Marty. I batted the head off all my sparring partners. Do you want to jump in there?
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
The Leaving Cert kicked off this week and a whole host of the Gift Grub crew joined Alison to wish all the students and every stressed out parent the very best of luck.
From Cork to Carlow, Longford to Leitrim, it begins. The Leaving Cert begins tomorrow. More tests than a monster hurling round robin group, starting with English. Not Nicky English, real English. Followed by mathematics. More complicated than an All-Ireland football draw, and that draw is today as well, by the way. It's 1 month of pain, heartbreak, elation. Then in July, like the All-Ireland, it's all over. And like them, it's ecstasy, relief, and straight to coppers. Marty Morrissey, ready with my rubber and my ruler, Glanmire Community College, Cork.
Oh, thank you very much, Marty. Thank you. Okay. Former broadcaster and bookie Ivan Yates is live on the line. And Ivan, I believe you've got some betting news on English paper 2 poets.
That's right, Alison. And a huge move in the market for Seamus Heaney. Heaney was 25-1. Now into 7-2 favourite to come up in the Leaving Cert paper to a real mover. But everybody is asking, will Yeats come up? Now, I never knew I was a poet, Alison, but anyway. Little joke. Yesterday, a man walked into Paddy Power in Feathert and put €80,000 on the nose for William Butler Yeats to come up in paper 2. He says the Lake Isle of Innisfree is a racing certainty.
Okay. And what about paper 1 tomorrow?
Paper 1 is a cakewalk. Just do an essay, any old shite at all. I wrote about a day in the life on a farm I just put in the word pigs and cows. I got a H5, but I still became Minister for Agriculture. Back to you, Alison.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
That nice.
Your weekly fix.
You hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
This week, Michael and Danny Healy-Ray went full Liam and Noel Gallagher, with their feud intensifying. I managed to convince the two brothers to come on the show and try to help them work through their issues. I'm not sure if I got anywhere, though.
Well, Mr. Dempsey, first of all, you invited me onto your program.
Okay.
Now, I did not ask you. You asked me. Do you accept it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I understand that you are not political in nature, that you are, in essence, a gentle fellow.
Yes.
That you prefer your Olivia Rodrigo's, Julie Ipa's, and your TD Swims.
Okay. Do you have anything to say to Danny? This is a human story. Do you have anything to say to Danny?
Nah, would you let me speak?
Okay.
Not directly.
Okay. Tell me, and I will tell him.
You tell Danny that if he wants to speak to me, he knows where I am.
Danny, he says you know where he is. Now, have you got anything to say to Michael?
Tell Michael, he knows that I know where he is.
Michael, he says he knows that you know that he knows where you are.
Let me see now. Tell him if he knows that I know, if he knows that I know where he is.
Listen, lads. Can we not just sort this out for
a minute? I tried to sort it out. I went in there and Mr. Housley conversation. I told him about the fuel projects and everything.
You are my brother. You shanghaied me completely, Danny. You left me behind in the ditch like a wet bag of spuds.
Are we getting somewhere?
Okay.
Michael.
Yes?
Is there anything that can be done to fix this? I mean, we've got stuff to do here as well. Will you let me speak? It's not. Yeah, okay. Is there anything that can be done?
Will you let me speak?
Yes, go on.
There is one thing that can be done.
Oh.
First of all,
where did that come from?
Let me outline exactly what happened so that the people of Kerry can make up their own mind.
Okay.
I had a lovely job. I was making a few bob. We were two perfect machines. Yin and yang, Danny. Fine Gales and Fine Falls. Yes, we had them by the balls like a pair of schleebeens.
Good times,
I was Minister of State. Jesus, things were going great between myself and you.
Look, I was doing my best as well, Michael.
And then you go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like,
"Stop the government!"
You've done it again, Danny. Stop doing
Simon
that.
Behind me.
Your eyes are very weird. There is pasta in your beard. Danny, you broke my heart.
I'm sorry, Michael. Okay.
We used to be close-knit. Oh, Danny, why did you split Team Healy Ray apart?
I can explain. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say, thinking it would be fine.
Really? Sincerely, Danny? Well, then we start to fight, and the whole thing turns to shite, and I have to resign.
Well, the thing is, it's like this. The time is right, ideas fill my head, the stars go red, what could possibly go wrong?
Well, then you go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like,
bring the whole government down now!
Danny!
Revolution!
Stop it, Danny!
Get them all out!
Danny!
Oh, I think they're starting to agree on something. A bit of harmony is emerging. Very good. Got our work cut out with this one. And that's your weekly fix of Gift Grub. Remember, you can listen live on Today FM every weekday morning from 6 a.m.
Hi, everybody.
Today FM presents Gift Grub, your weekly fix.
Well, lads, how's it hanging, huh?
The gift that keeps on giving.
How are you?